Welcome, welcome, welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and my soul sister, Zosha.
It's me. How are you?
I'm great.
Beautiful day to you.
Yeah, beautiful day. I was going to say, welcome to Unstoppable Love, where we get as real and raw as a 30-day detox cleanse. I'm just making it up.
We get worse.
Yeah, we get way worse. What would you say? Like,
go ahead. No, go.
It's like a little, we like to get frisky, but then we get really, I don't want to steal the Bo and Vic show name, but down and dirty. It's a little bit of all. Ladies at sea or ladies at tea? Which one
there
do we want to play today?
Both. Always both. And et cetera.
Et cetera. How are you?
I'm good. I was going to say it just depends on the moment, how we're feeling right now.
That's right. You got it.
I'm good, Lauren. I'm late.
Perfect.
I'm all over the place this morning. I came in late last night, so I'm just going to follow again.
Okay. It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good. How are you?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm fantastic. I'm so happy to be here with you. I just love connecting with you always, but particularly on the show.
Me too. It's fun. Because we kind of we don't chat a lot during the week, so I was away this week, so I was offline altogether. But yeah, it's like it's kind of fun, isn't it, in a sense, because it's also we're connecting as well.
It is. It is. It's like that improv, like comedy show. Have you seen that show? Like, what's it called? Where they, I can't remember the name of it. It's so funny and nobody prepares, which makes
it
even
Carol
better.
Burnett?
Well, she's in there, but I forgot the name of it. I used to watch it. It was so funny.
Oh, it's perfect because it's authentic.
That's just right. Natural.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, where they'd make up a scene.
Yes.
And they just give a topic and then they have
they
to
don't
act it. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
They don't talk.
I feel we have to talk on radio though.
Yeah, that helps, doesn't it?
It does.
People listening are like, shut up, get on with it. I'm kidding. You know, if you're in your head.
Right? I feel you're right.
Okay, well,
of us. Go ahead.
I have some new drink names.
Ooh.
For the hut.
Oh. We just shortened it now to the hut.
Okay, so if you're new to the show, I have never been more proud to be called a hussy, and I'm sure Zosha would agree.
Oh, yeah. It's an honorary name.
That's right. And Q, if you go back and listen to some of our shows with Q, you know, it'll make sense. So Zosha, well, you came up with the Happy Hussy Hut, though, right?
That's
your project.
I did. It's our project. You were included if you're excited to participate.
Yeah. So, but we also have the smooth. Okay. So Q and team were doing cheeks, right? I'm getting off topic here. Okay. So for the new listeners, we're just being silly, and the Happy Hussy Hut, we wanted to do like smoothies, like spice healing smoothies. And then we'd have cheeks next door and they'd serve coffee, and the baristas are all wearing assless chaps. Is that correct? Aren't chaps?
It's correct.
Ass,
yeah,
right?
Yes. You can see their cheeks. All so, four of them.
So, okay. I got cocoa nuts drip coffee. Sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. And
hold
toast.
On. I need a minute. Let the audience.
You need to adjust again.
You want to repeat the name?
Okay. It's not coconuts. It's cocoa nuts coffee. Drip coffee. Or whatever. Oh, God. BBS.
That's the exact visual I had, BBS,
God.
Which is why I made her repeat it.
Well, what's wrong with me? Am I messed up? Because I wasn't thinking that with maybe I'm messed up.
You're so sweet. I got the visual. You're not messed up.
Oh, okay. And then toasty buns.
I like that one. I like that. I like them both.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know. They just came to me, so I had to write them down.
I love it. Oh, are you keeping the master list? I'll have to review it one day.
I do have a master list. And sometimes these things come to me in the wildest places. So where I'm at in the morning, there's a boardwalk that you can walk on the beach. And they have all these cute little beach bunnies around. So I call it the Beach Bunny Boardwalk.
Aw, that's
It's
cute. Are they real bunnies?
they're real bunnies.
Aw, so cute.
They're so cute. So some of these names, I think sometimes maybe one of them came when I was, walking on the Beach Bunny Boardwalk.
Oh, there you go. You're inspired.
Yeah, I was
See, it's just
inspired.
spontaneous. So while I was waiting here late, not late before the show, literally 2 minutes ago before we started, I got one.
Let's hear
So
it.
may I share it?
Yeah.
It's not as funny as yours. Well, I don't, you be the judge. But it's if you want a mini drink, sometimes you just don't want that much caffeine, or it's called Cheeklets.
That's good. I like that.
Mini cheek drink. Thank you.
That's
Thank
so
you.
good.
Thank you for the applause.
I think I'm a pain in the ass when I go to the coffee shop because I always specify in a mug, please.
Thank you for the applause. I love it. I actually have a thing about the coffee places. Now, I'm noticing there's not much effort to put those decorations on top. It's kind of very minimal now. Remember,
Yeah.
it was all over the place. Everyone was doing fans and swans and hearts and all that stuff. It's nothing. People are getting tired. An
Oh
occasional heart or something, but I'm just not feeling it. I think we have to bring that make lattes great again.
I love it. Coffee art. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what came to me, Zosha, when I was I've been at the coffee shop?
Say it.
People, okay, what's the draw with the coffee shop?
To
People,
socialize.
well, they love community. They want to gather. It's a gathering place. I feel like that's what we need is it's people want community, right?
That's
You're hanging
why
out.
we're in visiting Cheeks in the Hut,
That's right.
right? What kind of community do you see?
That's right. That's right. What do I see?
In the hut and Cheeks. Can I envision it? We've envisioned it on the show and
Oh
it
yeah.
together. It's just
Yeah.
fun. It's just light.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it
Capital
is.
light.
Oh God. Okay, so I have some things that I was inspired to talk about, but I know like the last time I feel like I kind of hogged a lot. I
Never.
spoke too much.
Never, not at all. It's perfect. However, I'd like to say something that
Please.
came to me, but I'll keep it general because I was mixed. We're on Earth. We know numbers and all of that really isn't real, right? However, and you'll join me, and super fans will know who I'm speaking to when we say happy birthday, dearest, spectacular, remarkable, incredible, marvelous, dear Q. It's not today, but wherever you are listening, we send you so much love. So much
Yeah.
love.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I want to sing the song, Zosia.
I knew you were going to say that, and I'm
Oh
like,
my God.
it's so funny. I'm like, if it's is it the song I'm feeling? Because I'm mixed about that timeline.
Okay. We don't have to go there. We don't have to go there.
Just teasing you. I wanted you to laugh with me.
Okay.
Go for it, girl. Hit it.
Oh my gosh, I gotta clear my throat. Oh,
Or
this is
do it
so
later. Or
spontaneous. I
yeah.
love it. She goes, "Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Thanks, Mr. President, for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton. We thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday." That was no practicing. I didn't practice for
I
that.
know, but that was good. That was good. And I was joking about the timeline, but I think that's funny. You know what I mean? That timeline is funny, but it's kind of perfect timing. So wherever
Oh,
you
that's
are, we love you.
yes, we love you, we love you, we love you. Oh, that's
Yeah.
beautiful.
And super fans will know. I'm just not saying the date, but super fans, all of the super fans out there know the date.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Oh, I
So,
love that.
yeah. Go ahead. You didn't hog anything. It just goes. It ebbs and flows. It's when we're in the now, right? So I have some things to bring in. I'll just throw them in the middle. So it's perfect. I'm a
Well,
little, you know, go ahead.
mine's not as exciting. I don't know. I'm reading The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and I just found some really fascinating. I'm going really slow with this book, and I'm finding some fascinating. It's all fascinating to me. I love doing this work. I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying that it's fun sometimes, but at times, but I love the growth and evolution that I can observe in myself. And so there was I'm having to force myself to go slow in this book because I tend to read fast because I'm so excited. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. Okay, so basically Q's been telling us this information. Ron, Amatron from Creation Lightship, Asha, Mermaid, Lucia, but everyone has a different way that they do it, right? And so it's just I feel like Eckhart Tolle, it just crystallized it for me, the way he words it, the way he says it, and it's just another way of saying what we've all been learning about for several years. Excuse me. Okay. So we know Q talk and Q and Ron, they talk about, Creation Lightship. We come our blueprint comes from Creation Lightship. The work here in ascension and awakening enlightenment is clearing the densities from this vessel. There's the throat thing again, Zosha.
You're doing great.
Ah, excuse me. Thank you.
If you need a break, I can throw in a little tidbit. So keep going.
Yeah,
But
please, yeah, help me out here, Wayne girl. I'm gonna take a little break.
okay. So I was away this this past week traveling, and I went through New York City, and I was just sharing that it was weird because I mostly stay in my area, but going through New York City, it was, I don't know, 8 a.m. on a mid, you know, in middle of the day, excuse me, middle of the week, where there'd be normally so many commuters and cars coming in, and there wasn't. There was just a mild crowd, even in Times Square. And I just felt, oh, what is going on? And what stood out to me is I shared with Q at on the day of the election, I was out in the woods walking, and I remember sharing, that it was such a surreal feeling. I could feel almost like I wondered if anyone would be there when I came out. So observing in New York City, the crowds just, okay, there's traffic. I'm not saying there's not people around, but not like it has been in the past. Now we know everything, a lot has changed since the pandemic, but it was just really another kind of eerie feeling. And then I happened to notice some of the headlines that apparently I don't follow it, so but apparently there's this new mayor running and supposed to be communist with his ideas and whatnot. So the headline was millions of people expected to leave New York City if this gentleman gets in. Now it may have happened, I have no idea, but I felt, huh, interesting just to observe the optics that are going on for the public. And then it represented to me also, wow, it already it to me the population was already less. Is that me in another dimension? You know, this too, not to speculate about it, but it was just weird to be in. And anyway, just one of my observations on my travels.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Huh.
You know, it's one of the busiest cities everywhere. And
Yeah.
one of the things they said, there was a extra charge in the middle of the city. That's why there's less traffic. I'm like, oh no. All of these years, we could always see like what the optics are to kind of keep people from maybe freaking out about what's really going on. So, but it was different. It was really different, even quieter than in the past. So,
So you're saying that near, you felt the city was quiet, it was quieter.
much quieter. Just there's less people there. There are less people there. And then the headlines stating that there would possibly be even less if this new mayor came in.
Wow.
So I just felt where we're headed and what we know. It's interesting to see the story going out there. And on a it's not a negative note, just an observation. And just one more th are you good?
Oh, yeah, I'm
I'll
good, but
save my
no.
tidbit for later in case you need
No.
another break.
Oh, okay, it's up to you. Either way,
No,
I'm
no.
good.
Go, 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 Eckhart.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh gosh. Okay, thank you. So Ron and Q or and Asha, Mermaid, they've all been saying the same thing, and Lucia, but it just reading this book really crystallized the information for me. So I wanted to read just I had like two or three little excerpts that I wanted to read to the audience and then maybe expand upon it. Or not, either way, I'm good. We're in the flow. So in his book, he talks about the greater part of human pain is unnecessary. It is self-created as long as the unobserved mind runs your life. So it comes from, so the pain that we create, not consciously, but sometimes it is, it's some form of non-acceptance or some form of unconscious resistance to the what is. So that is non-acceptance, resisting the what is right now. So when it comes from thought, the resistance is a form of some kind of judgment. And I remember Ron talking about that, listening to the archives. It's all judgment here. On the emotional level, it's some form of negativity. And the intensity of the pain depends on your degree of resistance and to the present moment. And this in turn depends on how strongly you identify with your mind. The mind always seeks to deny the now and escape it. In other words, the more you are identified with your mind, the more you suffer. Or you may put it like this: the more you are able to honor and accept the now, being in the present, the more you are free of pain, of suffering, and free of the egoic mind. That was one. Anything you want to
Yeah,
add to that,
well,
Xuxia?
why don't you share what stood out for you before we go on to the next one? Go ahead. What stood out for you for that?
Not accepting the what is. A lot of times I know in the past for myself, I try to stuff it down and oh, that's no, I don't want to deal with that right now. So I'm just going to deny it. Right? Denial is not only a river in Egypt, right?
It's funny. Can you give an example? Not to put you on the spot, but just to help people.
just knowing that certain things in my life need to change, but I just don't want to, it's going to be painful or it's going to require certain things of myself. And, and it's moving through that, what we could consider pain. But if you become the observer of the emotion and not identify with it and let it overtake you, then it's not, it's actually not as bad as we have been programmed to think it is. So
Yeah,
I did, yeah.
I love, thanks for the example, 'cause I just wanted to feel into what you were feeling. So you read that the mind seeks to deny the now. Yeah, I feel that that overlays exactly with what Ron and Q say as well, in different ways. The terrain of the mind, when it's not used to observe, it is the terrain of the dark. That's where they create duality. The mind creates the duality.
That's right. Yeah,
And
thank you.
the more Well, the more we're not in the now, we'll suffer. It could, but possibly suffer, not to say that's a given. But what came to me was my example of when I have shared first being activated by my first tuning into Q, Mermaid, and Asha. And everything became highlighted. That's how I explain it. Three things became highlighted. Now, it's sort of maybe overlays with what you were sharing about your example. So it came to me. I have known certain relationships that I just kept going on with, continuing, but it became highlighted. Ah, three. Okay. All right. I know this. I know I have to deal with these and move on. They're not, it's not for my highest, it's not helping me. It's painful actually being in them in many ways. And I had to address them. But then a couple of years went over and I did one, then the next, and the next. It's way more complicated than what I'm sharing, but to me, that's what you're saying. Whereas prior to that, I would deny that. It's just, oh, it's just comfortable enough to go on. It was a comfy shoe. So I'll just keep going on with it. But something happened. To me, it's the activation of being in the presence of the light so strongly, it's at a certain point you just can't do things anymore. So to me, I had to be honest to myself. And if I kept denying it, I just got sicker. I felt sicker, more stressed, more whatever. So I just put it down in sizes that I can handle, but it was being radically honest with myself. And to me, that's what you're saying. That's what I'm getting from what you're saying.
It's beautifully said. I love that example. Thank you.
Yeah, I love yours too. So it's good. I feel like it's helpful just how each of us are looking at it. So go ahead. This is cool.
Yeah. Oh, yay. Okay. Because I know other people are going through this. So my hope is that, you know, it's helping me. Hopefully it will help others.
And just to add for you to keep going, let's spend time here is just on my drive, I was pulling some printed For the People articles and two really stood out to me. And can you believe they're synchronistic to your topic? So keep going.
Of course. Of course. Actually, in the book, it's interesting, Zosia. Now, these are not my words. This is credit to Eckhart Tolle, but emotion in Latin actually means disturbance. Did you know that?
No.
I did not know that.
No, it's cool.
But he wasn't talking about like that pure joy and love and peace that Q talks about. He's not talking about that. That's separate. But, you know, all the other ones, you know, the duality. So now I get why they talk about peace so much and being in a peaceful state, because, you know, if you have that really high moment where you're just off the charts, floating, excited, and I'm not saying like I have it a lot, but then you experience the crash of the duality of the swing. It's polarity. It's right.
Yeah. And actually I feel the impulse to read this piece.
Please.
I feel it goes in line with it, and it's from For the People, the holographic, the holographic
Perfect.
Mind Matrix. So just to repeat what Ron said, which is one of, anyway, I'll go ahead. Ron states, this is essentially the alien created holographic mind matrix we are living in. The mind matrix is like a net coming down over us, sending thought messages and holographic pictures to our physical brain. These images are then perceived as real in our dream states and our daily lives. It becomes very complex very quickly as our thoughts help to create and maintain the illusion within each timeline we are experiencing. So we all know this, right? We've heard this, but it's to your point, the thoughts, I mean, Q even said, it's the aliens. We just think they're our thoughts because we're so used to them. So it gets quite complex in a sense to feel that, but it's like, what do we keep denying? Or we keep going that crayon mind keeps going around and around and around, seeing a problem where there really isn't one when we're in the now.
Yeah. I'm so glad you shared that. That's perfect, Zosia.
Oh, see the synchronicity, isn't it fun?
Yes. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. And something that when you were speaking, what came to me was, now it makes sense why you have the constant. Has anybody ever watched the Food Network? And they have all these amazing shows on really cool recipes that have like 30 ingredients, right? And they can whip it together in under an hour. But then the commercials are all for pharmaceutical drugs to help correct the diseases you get from eating those foods. Like, so it's just so obvious to me.
Yeah.
The constant news going on. Like, I was talking to my dad. And he said, you know, when I was growing up, we had news and it was for 20 or 30 minutes every night and it was no opinion. It was just here it is and that's it.
And I don't even feel they were good either. They were just slow rolling it out to us.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a For the People image somewhere about, I'm pretty sure it said Ascension and showed an image of a kid smashing the television. So there you go.
Okay. I'm inspired now. Okay. I just got inspired to read something. Is that okay?
Please. Yeah.
Okay. It's a song. It's talking about the news. I make my living off the evening news. Just give me something, something I can use. People love it when you lose. They love dirty laundry. Well, I could have been an actor, but I wound up here. I just have to look good. I don't have to be clear. Come and whisper in my ear, give them dirty laundry. And the chorus is kick them when they up, kick them when they down, kick them when they up, kick them when they down. All right, blondes, don't get mad at me. We got the bubble-headed bleach blonde comes on at 5. She can tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in her eye. It's interesting when people die. Give us dirty laundry. Can we film the operation? Is the head dead yet? You know, the boys in the newsroom got a running bet. Get the widow on the set. We need dirty laundry. Then it goes, you really don't need to find out what's going on. You really, really want to know. You don't really want to know just how far it's gone. Just leave well enough alone. Keep your dirty laundry. And the last ver oh, it's not last. Let's see. Uh-oh. I lost my. Okay, here it is. Hold on a second. Dirty little secrets, dirty little lies. We got our dirty little fingers in everybody's pie. We love to cut you down to size. We love dirty laundry. We can do the innuendo, we can dance and sing. And when it's said and done, we haven't told you a thing. We all know that crap is king. Give us dirty laundry. And that is by what did I do? Don Henley, Dirty Laundry.
Do you know what year that was? Just curious.
I think it was in the 80s because I always see it with Miami Vice.
That's awesome. Perfect. See, synchronistic. And now that ties into an experience that I had being away about
Let's
the
hear it.
news. Just talking, I was honored to be with military people, a whole bunch, but talking to someone who I knew and a little distantly. Knew very strong opinions, very strong and very strong mind, very strong of believing versus knowing. But it was really cool because it just used to, sit and observe and be. But the conversation was very different this time, so different, where I was able to make some points from a war perspective, tactics, and was able to counter the points, but it's not that I was trying to do that. There was just an opening to the nature of this person I noticed was more open and actually was self-aware and conceded points. Now, I'm not looking for that, but you all know when you talk with someone how great it is when you can go back and forth really and just share information. So I was able to share different information about what was going on. And he said, oh, okay, I see your point. So he was talking more about the politics of things. And those are the topics he was interested in, the foreign countries and what was going on. So he was able to share actually quite a lot. And I commended him. And another point he said on a different day, he said, again, this is someone who's really strongly opinionated and loves to be right. I was one of those, so I know. And he said, it just comes to a point where I don't really know what I know anymore. I was like, oh my gosh, that is the greatest, from my experience, that is the greatest place to be because it isn't what we all have been told. So to me, you just demonstrated a state of openness. And when I was younger as well, I remember probably having a moment where I said to myself, I actually don't know what, I don't know a lot. And it was a point of opening. My whole life changed. Whole life changed, right? Because now you're open and receptive. And I pointed it out to him, and it was just fascinating how quick the turnaround was. And it was exciting because I'm in my experiences, I'm observing the light growing a lot in people. A lot. So it's super exciting. And that
That's
goes in line with your song.
Oh yeah, can I ask you a question about what you just
Yeah,
said?
yeah.
So do you feel, Zosha, of course I just lost what I was going to say. This is why I have to write stuff down.
Yeah.
Do you feel, okay, here it is. It's fascinating what you shared. Now, do you feel by observing your observations in this individual, do you feel that that is the point of the disinformation and you don't know, oh, they're saying this, they're saying that. It gets to a place of you experience confusion, and which in turn, okay, I'm going within to find what's true for me.
Yeah, I feel that's exactly it, Lauren. I feel like it's someone, if I put myself in the position or reflect on my own past experiences, you feel, I felt, I knew, and then I just wait, but my inside is telling, like, something feels off about that event, or something feels off, or they keep, the news keeps just hammering this stuff.
Yeah.
Getting agitated, and like you said, but nothing's coming out of it. So I feel for this young man, it was that confusion, like you said. And remember, Q would say confusion is one of the best emotions, because it's a battle between the head and the heart. So it's showing that there's a discrepancy. So I feel for him to soften and say that.
That's big.
And huge. And he can also feel, I'm not in a competition. You know, he's known me now a little bit longer. I'm not in a competition. I really am just trying to help. However, whatever is coming out in the news and wherever they're checking, wherever he gets his news, there's a lot of things coming out. So it is working. Whatever's coming out in Hollywood, or that was referenced, and the church was defended. And I even was able to make a point about religion and the church, and there was a softening. And even about holy wars and things like that. So it was a captive audience in a sense. And I felt, okay, this is going to come now full steam eventually. You know, there'll be lots of people like this wondering, WTF just happened.
Yeah.
That's my sense. And then we're all here because we just want to help. I just want to help you, just show you it is very confusing. But it isn't all as it seems. And then dropped a few fun things.
Well, can I ask you, how were you able to stay in a place of neutral while interacting? I mean, because it takes work to get there. How were you able to maintain neutrality while interacting with this individual? And from compassion, and it sounds like just observation, but also compassion, because recognizing that, you know, we're all on our own journey.
Yeah. And also recognizing one of the pieces I just read, everyone has their own creation. Mm-hmm. So the way he's seeing something, or I'm seeing it, I mean, I softened myself because I used to be on the other side of trying to push information. So I'm just neutral because I'm in my heart and I'm just in the now. So just feeling an opening, wasn't even trying to do that. But I was so pleasantly surprised when I felt an opening, a receptivity. And it kind of goes in line. You asked last week, like, how would you tell someone, a new person, some of this? And then it happened. Then I have that experience.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But it's just a softening of the heart. It's almost, you've used the word many times, like a surrender. At a certain point, you just can't figure it out with the mind anymore. If you're utilizing your light and the knowledge coming in, and he is.
Well, that's awesome.
I
love
it was
that.
Really exciting, really, because I haven't seen it in a while, partly because I stay in my cave a bit, but when I come out, it's really nice. And it's just reflective. You just feel, it's also our presence. I was reading something. Now, those of us who hold light, we don't resonate in this quote system, this quote matrix. So as our light's growing, it's just collapsing all around. Even I was experiencing interesting glitches and things like that, but separate from that, it's just starting to collapse. So it's really cool to witness what all of us are doing as we're growing our light, and so many of us growing our light, that it reminds me of what Q says. Everyone's getting the truth, whether they like it or not. So this young man in that I'm speaking about is getting the truth. He's either, back to your point, you're either going to resist it or be open to it. So I was so happy to see his shell crack.
Yeah.
He was open, so open.
And I feel it to get to that point of being open and just that surrender and just with accepting the what is, not trying to change it, not trying to make it something different, not trying to put a band-aid on it. Just like, you know, I've said to myself many times, I'm not where I want to be in my life, and that's it. And it's okay. But I accept that, but also at the same time, knowing, okay, this is, we're always evolving. We're never done. We're always evolving. We're always growing. What can I do now? What's my next step? I'm not perfect at this. But yeah, just getting to that place of, okay, well, I may not know all of it then. I may be wrong. It's a great place to be, actually.
Yeah, and being okay, right, wrong, that's not even it. Neutral, like when you put your car in neutral, you're just sitting there, unless you're on a hill, or something. But I did tell him, I said, honestly, that is the best position to be in because more and more will come out. I said, I know it feels massive and hard. And I just laid out a little to where he was at. I said, it feels massive and it will be massive. But being neutral, being open and not having a strong, the strong one way or the other will be your perfect. You'll be in a more peaceful ride, so to
That's right.
say. And another piece, just sharing with someone else who has more experience with this, I shared the ghosts article. Wow, did that open up a lot for that person? So look at the work we're doing. It's just, oh, that explains why that happened. So it's the same awakening I had, and I'm going to assume we all had here in Q, learning about the terrain. I said, I really share it with great care. My goal only is to help you grow your light if you're willing. You ditch it if you want, but couldn't stop. Couldn't stop.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, just couldn't stop reading. Got so much from the article. Thank you, as always, for the people, Q and Ron.
I know what you mean. I get so lit up and so excited when I can, when I interact with people and they ask questions and they want to know more. It's so exciting. I can't stop.
Because that's what we're here for. We just love. Like, wait till we get to tell you the other stuff about who you are, really.
Yeah, right.
That'll come, but
We're cleaning up aisle 17 right now.
exactly.
Well, Q and we all are in our own way, right?
We all are. We're all part of busting the system. We're all
That's
part of it
right.
by holding this higher frequency. The dark can't stick with us.
And how do we do that, Zosia? How do we do it? But a big part of it is healing ourselves and being in. Right, because once you heal yourself, you help assist others in shining the light on, it just helps. I feel it. How do I say? I'm not saying this right. Heal yourself, heal the world.
Yeah, and I feel going within and living your highest excitement does do that. So it's not even an effort per se, just simply, quite simply, going within and doing what inspires you each moment. That is helping the world. I never saw myself of going out to tell people because I already did that. I knew that doesn't work. So it's just being me. And we just walk around as light bulbs, just being ourself and sometimes, and probably most of the time, don't even know how we affect others. But you know what it's like when you see like a mom kiss her baby or someone pet a dog or something, it just your heart grows. So it's just being ourselves
That's
can
right.
only stimulate the light. We are the light, so
That's right. That's right. Do you know what has just came to me, Zosia?
yeah, go.
I was watching a little girl walk into the coffee shop this morning with her grandparents, and I said, "Can you imagine how different the children would be if we taught presence at a young age?" Like, and you got to teach the parents too. But I'm excited because I mean, this is the work that we're doing now. Learning how to be present, learning, we're cleaning out our vessel in whatever way that, whatever way you choose to do it. But I was like, oh my gosh, the little ones, teaching them how to be present from a very young age and how our world would be so different. And it's going to be, we're going to get there.
And in some ways, aren't they teaching us?
Yeah, absolutely.
If
Yes.
anyone's the most present, it's them.
That's right. You're
We're
so right.
emulating to be more like them.
You're so right. Like, here's an example, Zosia. You remember that movie, The Christmas Story, where Ralphie has to put on that god-awful pink bunny suit that the lady that the relative gives him? And she makes him, the mother makes him put it on, go downstairs. And I think he's got to call her or thank her, or he doesn't want to do it. But, oh, we don't want to upset dear aunt so and so. Well, we're teaching children right there, do what you don't want to do so you won't offend someone.
That's why they're the teachers. And when they stick to themselves, you know, quote, perhaps the black sheep stuck to their heart, being themselves, busting the system. That's why they were so hard. That's why, like, those of us who have been like that, we're busting the system. You know, there's all different forms of a black sheep, but there was always a control in it. Wait, like you're saying, sit there and be like this. Can I go to something where you said healing? Because I remember
Please.
reading something, being healed, and it made me feel about meeting the young girl, young woman at the farm that I shared a little bit ago, and I knew she felt seen, and I knew she felt healed. There was something to being in the presence of someone holding their light. So how about this statement? The moment you feel seen without being explained is the point where the signal begins to reorganize, and they say memory. So the moment you feel seen without being explained is the point where the signal begins to reorganize memory. To me, that was calling into cue, feeling seen and known. And remember, he would say, it's not even the words, it's the harmonics, being in the presence of someone from outside of here. Someone in that frequency, Q, Ron, Mermaid, Asha, you know, but being in that frequency, we get to attune to that higher frequency. So to me, that's healing. And
Yeah,
like you said, it's not always pretty. It could bring stuff up.
is. Yeah.
And that's up for us to sort it as we choose.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful share. Beautiful example. I love that.
So go ahead with your next. You have another.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, oh, go ahead. Did you?
No, please.
Okay. So, Q and Ron call it, densities. And correct me if I'm wrong, Zosia. Densities, cleaning out our vessel, programs, conditioning, barcodes. So that there's all they have the terms that they use. So Eckhart, he references the pain body. And it's, he says here, the pain body, which is the dark shadow cast by the ego, is actually afraid of the light of your consciousness. It is afraid of being found out. Its survival, the darkness within you, depends on your unconscious identification with it, as well as on your unconscious fear of facing the pain that lives within you. But, and these are my words, but as we all know, Eckhart goes on to say, if you don't face it, if you don't bring the light of your consciousness into the pain, you will be forced to relive it again and again. And then he says here, at the end, so he gives steps on how to work through this, but anything, did you want to add anything or say anything to that, Zosia?
Yeah, thank you. What came to me is when we bring in our light, so we can do this right now at any moment when we take our thoughts and drop them to our heart and then increase our life force energy, we are actively reminding our spirit that we're spirit in this body. So we keep bringing in the light. And I always had the visual, you're displacing the darkness. So the more white light that comes in, the more darkness goes out. So it's another way of what you just expressed, turning on a flashlight, reminding our spirit to be here completely. Yeah, the dark doesn't like that. The thoughts don't like that. The mind matrix doesn't like that. So there's a going to be a strong hold. My words, there'll be a strong hold on that because it just feels so comfy. That's what we're used to until we're what you're saying actively. Keep bringing in our light so those strings, cords eventually let go, and it could happen instant. It doesn't, there's no sense of time. I mean, for everyone's different. For me, it was a process, and most of the beings that I've read, it always seemed to be a process.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. I love that. I love how we're able to like ping pong back off of each other.
Yeah, I was
It's
going to
so
say what
cool.
you're sharing is perfect because it gives us a point of discussion. So it's beautiful
Oh,
and
yay.
authentic. It stood out to you. So, yay, I'm glad you're sharing it again.
Yay, thank you. As you can imagine, I've got pen and highlighter all over this
Me
book.
too. It's awesome.
So I'll go on. So the pain body doesn't want you to observe it directly and see it for what it is. The moment you observe it, whatever it is, an emotion, whatever it is, right? Anger, sadness, jealousy, resentment, you pick. There's a whole list of them. Feel its energy field within you and take your attention into it. Once you do that, the identification is broken. So the way I word it, the way I see it for myself is, okay, I am aware that I am experiencing fill in the blank, anger. I'm pissed. I'm pissed off right now. Okay, all right. I observe it. I know that that's not really me. Yes, I am experiencing it. I'm not denying that. But that's not really me. And once I remove my attachment or I detach myself from the energy of that emotion, now, I'm the observer. Now, that identification of you merging and actually becoming that emotion is gone. And a higher dimension of consciousness has come in, and Eckhart calls it presence. He says, you are now the witness or the watcher of the pain body. This, what does this mean? This means that it cannot use you anymore by pretending to be you, and it can no longer replenish itself through you. Congratulations. You have now found your innermost strength. You have accessed the power of now. What do you say, Zosha?
I love that, and I love how you explained it as well. 100%, I agree with that. 100%, the observation that is the neutrality. You asked, "How was I with a young person discussing it?" Because I'm in neutrality. That is where the power is, and you can actually feel your heart and the source of what's coming through your heart if you feel. So the observation is slower is faster. That allow going slower allows one us to observe what observing is like. It's slower. We don't react. We're proactive.
That's
So
right.
that to me is what you're saying, being in presence, being neutrality, being at zero point energy, all different terms for it. Being in source, being one with source,
Ooh, that's
being in
so
your true
good.
outside of yourself. So many ways to say it, but yeah, that was beautiful.
No,
Beautiful,
thank
Lauren.
you. I'm glad. I'm so glad you added all the different, all because there's so many different terms and it can get confusing. Your 0 point, now, everything you said. I'm so glad that you shared that.
Thank you. I agree. Sometimes it's just I observe myself overlaying a lot. Q and Ron would share overlaying it and translating it into my, however it worked for me. Sometimes I'd come up, I'd adopt their words, and sometimes I'm like, okay, this is what it meant for me. So it's a translation. That's how I observed it in myself.
I feel like this goes into a little bit further. Well, I know it does. It's more granular. And, for me, I know that that's what I, because I said to myself, damn, why couldn't I have read this book like 5 or 10 years ago? It wasn't time. Quote, no
Synchronicity.
time.
The beauty of synchronicity, everything comes to us at a perfect timing, doesn't
It
it?
does. It does. And I'm actually at a consciousness level where I can read it and apply it.
Exactly. I feel like that's the key, the application. Would you agree? Once I can hear what other people say, but until I have my own experience and my own awareness of my application of something, now I be it. Now I can talk about it.
Yeah, that's right. Because otherwise, you're just reading l words off of a page.
Exactly. And
Doesn't
that's
have
the
any.
work. That's the work. So, and where I feel Q would call that sorting.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Q.
Yeah.
So, I have one more thing I wanted to add.
Let's
Okay.
go.
So Eckhart summarizes it. And this is just, me, but everyone's going to find their own, their own feng shui, if you will, of how they want to, they, choose to do this work. But he says, you know, so here's some steps to recognize and observe the pain body, emotion, what densities, whatever you want to call it. Focus your attention on the feeling inside of you. Accept that it's there. We're not denying it. Okay, it's there. Do not think about it. Don't analyze it or judge it. Easier said than done. I realize that. It takes practice. You're like, yeah, right, Lauren. It takes practice, and we're actively doing this.
And if you are analyzing it, just observe yourself analyzing it.
Right. And then I'm like, well, no, I'm analyzing.
Keep going.
So then he says, that feeling, okay, he says, do not think about it. Don't analyze it. That's all the brain, or judge it. Do not let that feeling turn into thinking, because when that happens, then you're identifying with it, and it becomes, you know, you're feeling it. It becomes your identity. Unconsciously, you're unconsciously doing it. So accept it, you know, accept it. Don't judge it. Don't analyze it. Step two, stay present. Continue to be the observer of what's happening inside of you. Observe the emotional pain as well as, so observe it. So you're the watcher, basically just observing in neutrality. It takes time to get there, but we all got to start somewhere. He says, this is the power of now. So I just felt like, and however, anything you want to add to that, Zosha, because maybe I didn't say it right, but.
No, you said it great. What came to me when he said, not thinking, don't think about it, because you're going back into the mind matrix that I read the quote from Ron. You're going back in there. That's where the leash is. That's where they leash us. That's where we were leashed, hooked in the mind matrix. And that takes us back in there to get them to create what they want us to create. The loosh machine of doubt, fear, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So back in the heart releases the leash. And then it's our now creativity. And we're back in our superpower of creating.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Powerful, Zosha. Powerful. Okay. I can't believe this, but we only have 3 minutes left. Do you want to close us out? Or two minutes now.
Oh, fun. So fun to play. It excites me because we're figuring it out together. We're documenting it. We're observing it. We're sharing. It is only our desire from our hearts to help anyone by sharing our experience. That's what we're all doing. One last thing. I got to observe the military, a promotion, and there was a beautiful gentleman who gave a speech to introduce the person being promoted, and he gave a beautiful talk to the enlisted military, reminding them how they're beautiful beings by choosing what they chose to do. Not everyone will choose that job. And also read the Constitution to them, reminding them who they're here for, why they're here, doing what they're doing. Moved me to no end to hear the Constitution being brought back into the discussion in a public event. So I just wanted to share that piece. So I love being with you as always, Lauren. Thank you so much, BBS. Thank you always for your humor, your presence with us, and all of you, the listeners, our sponsors. We're deeply, deeply, deeply grateful. And again, Q, the beautifulness to you. And thank you. We love you all. And we're excited to see you next week at our 5 o'clock hour Eastern time. I love you, sis.
I love you too. I love you too. So much fun playing with you.
So fun.
Yeah.
Great, there's tons singing. And that was a joke about the timeline. I think it's funny.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love playing.
Beautiful
it's so
job.
Much fun.
Beautiful job. And okay, very impressive on the last minute. Go ahead. Oh, time.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Time. All right. We got to go.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.